I'm Lady J of Canadian AA Country for the community radio CGMQ 88.9 FM. I'm sitting here with Rock Fazin. Hi, Rock. How are you doing?
Good.
Now, to start off my list of questions, now this is your 25th year as an artist. So let's go back to when you heard your first recording on air. Do you recall how you felt and the time and where you were?
Well, I felt pretty strange. I remember I was in my car. I was in Montreal, and I got a phone call from my manager. At the time, it was in 89, and he said, it's playing. It just started playing on the radio that week, and so I tuned in, and it's a very strange feeling, really. It's first of all, you don't really recognize yourself. If you hear yourself in a studio, it's one thing. To hear yourself on your answering machine, it's another thing. But when you actually hear yourself between so and so on the, you know, on the air, and the announcer, you know, introducing you, it's a great feeling, but it's hard to explain.
I bet. And next up, as you know, community radio plays a major role in the early years of an artist's beginnings. Were you a participant with community radio in your early beginnings?
Well, I was fortunate enough to go on all kinds of radio at the same time at one point. I was very fortunate. The first record I put out was very popular, so I was played also on community radio, but also on all the major networks. But it's very important, you're right, you know, when you start in this business, sometimes, you know, big network will wait sometimes a long time before they play you. You know, they want you to have a big hit and this and this. And community radio sometimes gives you a big chance, so it's important.
On my show, we enjoy listening to your Americana series of country recordings. What influences brought you over to the countryside?
Oh, my first record I ever bought was a Gordon Lightfoot record.
Okay.
The first music I heard was that kind of music when I was a kid. And although most of my career, early career, was more oriented towards pop music and folk pop, you know, and there was, you know, I kept on writing songs as country songs. It's just the way you arrange them and how you dress and what kind of venues you do and what kind of radio format you're being played on, you know, that defines you after this, you know. But through the pop years, there was always room for folk music. Everything sounded a bit country, you know. People kept on telling me, you should go into country, and I said, well, you know, right now I'm trying to break and stay into pop, but maybe eventually I'll come up with a record or a concept, and here you go. It's quite strange that it happened in France first, but that's the way it is. It is, that's the way this business is, and it was a French project for Europe, and we put it together 2.5 years ago and brought it back here last year, and people just loved it.
Wow. And my other question is, now, for your children, do you foresee any of your children following into your musical footsteps? Or they have picked?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. They're much more interested in playing video games than learning how to play in musical instrument right now. They're still young, so. We'll see, you know.
We know within the world of entertainment, there's a lot of traveling, meeting people, and so forth. And it's important to unwind. How do you take the time to just relax and?
Well, I play sports.
Okay.
Play hockey year round when I have a chance, even in the summer.
Okay.
Play a little golf. Spend time with my family, with my kids, with my girlfriend, friends. Go camping. Try to go camping. You know, in the summer. But sports is very important for me. It helps me, you know, helps me out a lot.
Yeah, I heard you originally wanted to play hockey professionally.
Well, like all the other kids in New Brunswick in 1970, yeah. But yeah, I love hockey. I still play hockey as much as often as I can.
And that wraps it up for us, Rock. And on behalf of your fans and Canadian country, we thank you.
Okay. Hi, this is Rock Voisin. You're listening to Canadian Aid Country on CJMQ 88.9 FM with Lady J, Peter K, and Martha Lee.